You're listening to SBS News.
Yusuf Mohammed migrated from Ethiopia as a 10-year-old in 2011, and he is among thousands of young people in Melbourne struggling to find work. The latest figures show youth unemployment is running at 10.7%, or twice the national average.
I've been looking for work ever since I finished Year 12, so start of December. And I found that to be like really hard. One, because of the competition. Two, because of COVID. Many businesses were shut down.
The 20-year-old lives with his aunt and uncle in Melbourne's western suburbs and is also a budding entrepreneur. He has set up an online men's grooming business, supplying customers in Australia, the USA and the UK. But Yusuf says his lack of income threatens to shut the business down before it really gets going.
My biggest fear is if I don't find work, this business idea won't launch as I'd hope.
Like many school leavers from migrant or refugee backgrounds, Yusuf has applied for many entry-level jobs during the pandemic to no avail.
It was quite a struggle, so every day I'd be doing at least 5 minimum job requests. Getting constant rejection, you know, deters your confidence.
His story is all too familiar for staff from the Centre for Multicultural Youth, a not-for-profit organisation in Melbourne. Founding CEO Carmel Guerra explains.
Our aim really is to help young people of refugee and migrant backgrounds build their lives in Australia. We've got over 800 volunteers. We've got 150 staff scattered throughout Victoria. Our staff is very culturally diverse.
A new report to be published next month looks at the long-term impact of Melbourne's COVID restrictions on youth, specifically those who arrived near the start of the COVID-19 outbreak. It shows that almost half of those surveyed list employment as their key concern. CMY youth support worker Malika Murthy says many are struggling.
Applying for 5 to 10 jobs a day, and it's having a real impact on them because there's no clear explanation as to why they're not able to secure an entry-level job, which means that there's financial insecurity, a lack of financial independence, but it also impacts them in other ways in terms of their mental health.
For many, financial pressure can lead to other problems, as CEO Carmel Guerra has learned.
Many of these young people living on a job seeker or youth allowance are really struggling to get food on the table. Finding the money to buy a bus ticket or the tools of the trade they need to work in this current environment is almost impossible, making it very difficult for them to find work. We've also heard stories where many of them work in unsafe environments and are too scared or frightened to speak up because they know that there are lots of other young people behind them who will take those jobs.
And there are fears those impacts will be felt for many years to come. Carmel Guerra again.
Because young people are social beings. It's the most social time of your life. That social connection with other young people has been the biggest factor that has really affected their mental health, their ability to see their friends, to go out together, to do things that young people do, has had a fundamental effect on their development, and I think is going to affect them in the long term. And we're really concerned that this has reached a crisis point for this group in particular.
Carmel Guerra says there are broader impacts too.
This pandemic has had an enormous effect on the settlement of refugee migrant young people. The normal pathway they would have into staying at school, gaining skills and finding a pathway to work has been disrupted to a point that we haven't seen before. If we block this out, we are actually undermining a whole process and a whole generation of young people who want to contribute to this society.
Like millions in Melbourne, Yusuf can only hope the pandemic lockdowns are finished and thanks CMY for helping him get through it.
At the start of the year, being discouraged of finding a workspace and feeling like an outcast, CMY has really helped me feel like a community, a family. So it's been quite a blessing.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.